وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human traits, things that makes us human, and specifically we are looking at the bad ones. Because if you can avoid these bad ones, we can become good human beings. And obviously, if we want to know more about the human, we have to go to the Quran. One of the verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three traits in one go about the human being, which is quite fascinating to see how the human being can degrade himself in just, you know, a few verses. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in chapter Al-Ma'arij, from verse 19 to verse 21, he says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Human being was created always in a hurry, always hasting. And we spoke about that before. So we constantly want to do things very quickly. We want to achieve everything very quickly. And we want to go to heaven very quickly. We want to have so much money very quickly. Everything we need to be done very quick. That's the human nature. So this is in his nature. This is how he's created. Then Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرْ جَزُوعًا. When problems comes his way, he becomes in a state of despair. Like, jaza is one of the last expression a person does when he gives up hope on everything. That's when bad things starts to happen to him. He gives up very quickly. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ. When good comes his way, Allah says, مَنُوعًا. He becomes stingy. So we have stinginess here. We have the fact that he's hasting and he's always in a hurry. And we also have that despair that comes to him. So Allah is trying to say to us, well, you got a lot of faults. You need to be mindful of these things. You need to bring yourself and, like as we say, put it against the Quran. See, where do you stand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to talk about, for example, the concept of stinginess, and I think we've already discussed this in many episodes before, He gives an example in the Quran itself, which sometimes I have a hard time trying to grasp. I have a hard time trying to comprehend. And I thought about this for a long, long time, and I never came to a conclusion besides what we've been told. Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي. If you would be in control, or you would have owned the treasury of Allah, إِذَا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. Allah says, even if we give you the treasury of Allah, you would hold back because you would fear that by giving, it will finish. Now, this requires a brain to grasp. Now, if Allah would give me His treasury, right? And the treasury of Allah, as we know, is infinitive. Because Allah is infinitive, so His treasury is infinitive. If I get given something that's infinitive, that has no end, why would I fear it running out? That's something sometimes is just to consider the concept itself is mind-boggling. But that's how stingy the human being is. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. The tafsir, it was mentioned in Tafsir al-Qumi that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. He translated halu' into haris, greedy, not just being hasty. It says here he was greedy or stingy. So stingy, hirs, also becomes in that regard as well. So he's haris. He's stingy, doesn't want to give. وَإِذَا مَسَهُ شَرَّ جَزُوعَةٍ was translated to الشَّرْ هُوَ الْفَقْرُ وَالْفَاقَةِ. Either it translated to when poverty and trials comes his way, he will just gives up. وَإِذَا مَسَهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا, it says that الْخَيْرُ is الْغِنَى وَالسِّعَةِ, obviously having wealth and power. So that's how the human being works in regards to these three. In a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, when he describes the creation of the human being, he says, إِذَا قَامَ اَعْتِدَالَهُ وَاسْتَوَى مِثَالَهُ نَفَرٌ مُسْتَكْبِرٌ وَخَبْطٌ سَادِرٌ وَمُتَاحًا فِي غَرْبٍ هَوَاهُ. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he goes on to explain how this human being is and how his creation is, and no matter how you approach this human being, you will constantly find a fault in him. You give him, he complains. You take away from him, he complains. You give him too much and he still complains. You try to test him and he complains. We're constantly not happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some reason. Imam Zain al-Abidin salamullah alayhi says to Allah in one of his munajat, فَرَكَنْتُ إِلَى مَا إِلَيْهِ سَيَّرْتَنِي, you know, to the corner and to the things that you've given me, I was happy with. وَإِنْ كَانَ الضُّرُّ قَدْ مَسَّنِي, even when poverty has hit me hard. وَالْفَقْرُ قَدْ أَذَلَّنِي, and the poverty has brought me down and made me humiliated in front of people. وَالْبَلَاءُ قَدْ جَاءَنِي, and problems are coming my way. فَإِنْ يَكُنْ ذَلِكَ يَا إِلَهِ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ عَلَيْهِ, if this was due to the fact that you're angry with me, you're bringing all these problems, it's like how the Imam alayhi salam is looking at it. So he's saying, if this is all happening because you are angry with me, سَخَطٌ عَلَيْهِ فَأَعُوذُ بِحَلْمِكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ يَا مَلَيْهِ, I seek refuge in your mercy from your anger, from your anger to your compassion, from your anger to your forbearance. And then he says, وَإِن كُنْتَ أَرَدْتَ أَن تَبْلُوَنِي, and if you're trying to trial me and test me, فَقَدْ عَرَفْتَ ضَعْفِي وَقَلَّتَ حَيْلَتِي, you knew how good I am and I have no chance, and I said no chance. إِذْ قُلْتْ, for you have said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا, surely the human being are stingy in their nature. وَإِذَا مَسَهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا, when poverty hits him, he despairs. وَإِذَا مَسَهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا, and when good things come his way, he holds back. He says, I'm weak, so don't trial me. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.